Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi, Amud Aleph, and we're beginning at the very top line of the Ramah, continuing in Siman Nun Vav, and we're in the middle of Sif Beis. And the Ramah says, we were talking yesterday about Brichu, the answering of Brichu in Kaddish, so the Ramah says, V'lo Yavsif Bein Brichu Le'ila Mikol Birchasa V'chule. One should not have any pause between the saying of Brichu and Le'ila Mikol Birchasa in the Kaddish. Now, we had spoken out yesterday in Siv Katan Yud Gimel that Mishneh Berurah had said that there are those that make the mistake and they answer Brichu Le'ela. And he says that's definitely Cherufu, that's blasphemy, because it sounds like they're only saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed above Le'ela V'lo L'tata and not below Chas V'Shalom. However, today we'll see that the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Dalet says, look in the Shari Tshuva, the Misefer HaKavonus Mukach Lehefech. In agreement with what he said yesterday, he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, bringing down in the name of the Kavanos from the Arizal, the Tevas Brichu, the words Brichu are Mechuber El Tevas de Kutshu. They go on the previous statements, the Kudisha Brichu, and therefore there should be a Hefsek in between Brichu and the following statements. The Achakach Yesh Hefsek Kitzas Kimo Esnachto, like a pause, like an Esnachto in the Trump, which signifies a end of a statement, and then only after that pause, Vishuv Maschil Le'ela V'chuli. Then you can continue the rest of the Kaddish by saying Le'ela Mikol Bechasa V'shirasa. Kolomar, She is Barach V'yishtabach Shmo Kele Kodesh Baruch Hu. Up till now we've been praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, and now we have a new statement, Le'ela. And this is as well, Kain Hiskin Bir Agro. This is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well in the Bir Agro. Sif Gimu, the Mechaber writes, Ha'onim Ad Li'olmei Omaya. If somebody just says Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah Mivarach Yolam Yomei Omaya and stops there, the Mechaber says he's making a mistake. You must say the word Yisparach as well in the continuation of the Kaddish when you're responding over here. You say Leolam Omei Omaya Yisparach. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Tezvav writes, Mashma beBeis Yosef, the Mechaber in his Beis Yosef Perush writes that Tzorech Lomar Kol HaNosuch Shel Yisparach Adam Yiron Biyomo All Chof Ches Tevos. Not as it sounded over here that you just say Le'olam Olmei Omaya Yisparach, but you then say Yisparach Vishtabach Vispar, etc. All 28 letters, all 28 words. He brings, however, the Magen Avraham, who questions the Shemasik Demino Kadmonim Iker, that the original opinion is the correct one, Shelo Loma Rak Ad Yisparach, to say the way that we said it, which is to say up until Yisparach. Misham Bahala Yishtok, then you shouldn't say anything further. You should just be silent and listen carefully. V'chavin l'mashomer shliach tzibur, and listen to what the shliach tzibur says, and you'll be yotzei the idea of saying it v'shomea ka'one, by listening carefully. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agro brings down kasa shalolo marak ad teva olmayo bilvad. You don't even say the word yisparach. This is a major difference of opinion amongst the poskim. Do you say Le'olam Olmei Omaya Yisparach, or just Le'olam Olmei Omaya? So the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Vilna Gaon and says, you stop Le'olam Olmei Omaya, period. This is the conclusion of the praise of Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah, and starting from the words Yisparach V'Yishtabach, Lahalon, and going further, Maskel Perikacher, that's a new idea. The Ein La'arvim B'Vasachas, and you shouldn't connect them together, they should be separated. The Nirish in Moyomrim B'Shnei Nishimos, the Mishneh Berurah says, even according to Vilna Gaon, if you were to say it with a pause in between by saying a breath, Le'olam Olmei Omaya, breathe, Yisparach v'yishtabach, there wouldn't be a problem. Gam l'hagrosh, or even the Vilna Gaon would say that that would be okay. The Mishneh Berurah concludes, and he says, "Ubi'ikar inyan yesh mekomus chalukim b'minog mizeh." There are different opinions as to whether you should or should not say the Yisparach. Yaakov ponim imu omid b'mokum shein rashoy lafsik. But certainly, if you're in a place where you're not allowed to interrupt, you're not allowed to talk in that part of the davening. You would be allowed to answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah, but you shouldn't answer anything more than you absolutely are allowed to have to, Yizor B'zeh Shelo Yomer Rak Ad Olmaya, and not say the word Yisparach, and he brings this down to the name of the Chai Odom. Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Kisha Omer HaChazon Yisgadel Korea. There is a custom that the Mechaber brings down, that when the Chazon starts off the Kaddish, he bends when he says Yisgadel. And likewise, L'chein B'Hesh Mei Rabbah, he bends over there too. L'chein B'Yisbarach, he bends over there. And likewise, L'chein B'Brichu, and at the concluding, Damiram B'Yomav Yimru Amen. L'chein B'Yomain, he bends over there in these five places. There is no commentary of the Ramah or the Mishneh Berurah over here. Dirshu footnote number 25, at the conclusion of the footnote, brings down, in regards to these bowings that are done, Yesh L'chroa Chomesh Kriyos, we have this custom that the Mechaber writes to bow five times. However, if you look in the Vilna Gaon, Ein Lichro B'Kaddish, he says one should not bow down at these points in time because Mishum Shemosif Ala Kriyo Shetiknu Chazal, because it looks like you're adding on to the bowings of Shmon Esrei that Chazal said you should do and no place else. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins Halach L'Maisa that if you want to be Yotzei the Mechaber, bend a little bit, but not like the Kriyos, not like the bowings that they do in the Shmon Esrei, and this way Mistami Yotzei both the Vilna Gaon and the opinion of the Mechaber. Siv Hey, this is the concluding Sif of Simin Nun Vav. La'achar Shesiyem HaKaddish, at the conclusion of Kaddish, you say, Oseh Shalom B'Romav. So right before you take those three steps, before you say that, you take three steps back. Poseh HaSholosh B'Siyos, and then you say, V'yachakach Omer, Oseh Shalom B'Romav, etc. V'chule. Now, many people do this incorrectly. It's important to realize that you shouldn't be walking back. This is true by the conclusion of the Shemona Esrei, when you say, Oseh Shalom B'Romav, as well as by the Kaddish. You take the three steps back prior to going and saying Oseh Shalom B'Romav, not one step Oseh, another step Shalom, third step B'Romav, as many people do. But you're not supposed to be moving when you say Oseh Shalom B'Romav. You should have moved already beforehand, and that is the proper way to take the three steps back. The Halacha Brewer brings down, this is true of any time that you say the Oseh Shalom B'Romav, not only for the Kaddish Tiskabel, but this is true both by the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan saying it, if he's saying any of the other Kaddishes that include Oseh Shalom B'Romav, or as well as an individual, or as well as the Kaddish Durabonans and the Kaddish Yosom that are said by various individuals. He does bring down opinions that disagree with this, but this is his Psak Halacha, and this is in fact the custom amongst most people. This concludes Simen Nun Vav, and now we begin Simen Nun Zayin, Din Borchu Vani Yoso. Now we begin the Halachas of Borchu. The Mechaber writes, Omer Shliach Tzibur Borchu Es Hashem HaMevorach. We all know the Nusach. The Chazan says, Borchu Es Hashem HaMevorach. And the people respond, the Onim Achra of the entire congregation responds, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Li'olam Vo'ed. And then the Chazan reiterates that. The Chozer Shliach Tzibur V'Omer, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Li'olam Vo'ed. The Chazan then reiterates that same statement. The Ramah adds, "V'nagu shehish shashliach tzibur marich bevaruchu v'akol omrim yisparach v'ishtabach ba'od shehu marich bevaruchu." If you notice on the sides of Siddurim, there's a little paragraph in small print that's next to the Baruchu, and this is what the Ramah is referring to. That some have the custom, while the Chazan is going and saying a niggin before he actually says the words, as the Mishnah Berurah will point out, while he's starting off the niggin for Baruchu, many have the custom to say this additional little small paragraph, Yisparach v'yishtabach. This is only while he's being marich in the niggin up front, as we'll see momentarily. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, one should say this, the Chazan, as well as the people, b'kol rom. They should say Baruchu out loud, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, Li'olam V'ed, out loud, Kidei Sheyishmu Kol Om V'yanu. So the Chazan should say it out loud so everybody should hear, and the people should respond out loud and say Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, Li'olam V'ed. The issue footnote number 2 therefore points out that we'll learn later on in Simen Kuf Chav Hey that the Chazan should not stretch this out too long, because Kidei Shelo Yanu Akol Achro L'Pnei Sheyisayim, because if he stretches it out, then the congregation may start already responding, and this would be like an Omen Chatufa, an Omen that is said too quickly. In issue footnote number 3 brings down Mashenago Om L'Chroa Kishomim Baruchu. The custom is by many people that they bow down when they say Baruchu. They straighten up by the name of Hashem. Baruchu Es Hashem Hamvaroch. They should be straight up. Hashem is Zokev Kifufim. So we say Hashem's name, we should be straight up. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that brings this down. And therefore, when you answer Baruch Hashem HaMevorach L'Olam V'Ed, you're bowed by Baruch, but you should be straightened up by the time you say Hashem. So the Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel writes that the Yesh Smach L'Minog Zemin HaMikra, there is a basis for this from the Torah, U'Minog Yisrael Torah, and if this is the Minog of Klal Yisrael, this is something that should be carried out. He brings down as well, Shelos Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, Kosov Sha Minog Eitzel B'nei Svarat, Shirak HaShliach Tzibur Korea, that the Minog among Svardim is that just the Shliach Tzibur is the one that bows down, but not the Tzibur. And this is indeed the opinion that's brought down in the Halacha Brura that Min HaGrov HaSfardim She'ein HaTzibur Korim Bani Es Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Li'olam V'Ed at all. The issue footnote number 3 continues and says that to stand up during Baruch Hu is the custom as well as to stand up during the Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Li'olam V'Ed. Similarly, during the Aliyah that a person gets for the going up for the Torah, and he says Baruch Hu, the Tzibur should be standing up because it's a Dovah Shebekdusha. Ochein, however, he brings down when the Shliach Tzibur responds and says Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Li'olam V'Ed, and mistumma by the person getting the Aliyah. When he says that loud, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Li'olam V'Ed, the Prima Gadim says the Tzibur does not have to stand at that point in time. In addition, he brings down that one should stand with their feet together. This is brought down in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan, that this is the proper way to say Baruch Hu. The Aruch HaBrewer brings down that this is the minhag of the Ashkenazim. Yesh me Ashkenazim shenogim la'amod, gam kishon in Baruch HaShem HaBaruch, achar ola l'Torah. Our rov kilos are svardim, but most of the majority of the svardish kilos lo noagu l'achmir la'amod b'shoah, shon in Baruch HaShem HaBaruch l'olam v'ed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes, the onim akra, the tzibur responds, Baruch Hashem Baruch Lulam Ved. However, the imlo shamar, echod me'ashliach tzibur kishamar baruch hu, if somebody is there in the shul and doesn't hear the chazan say baruch hu, but he does hear the tzibur answering, Baruch Hashem Baruch Lulam Ved, ona imohem gam kein, he is allowed to respond, Baruch Hashem Baruch Lulam Ved, with them. However, im shamar me'ashliach tzibur lavad, kishonim Baruch Hashem Baruch Lulam Ved, if he only hears the chazan saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Lulam Ved, lo ya ne'imo, he should not say that with him. However, Yana Omein al Dvarav. He can't say Omein. And this is the opinion of the Elie Rabbah, but not like the Mogen Avraham. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that when the Tzibur does respond, they should not raise their voices greater than the volume of the Shilech Tzibur. And also, Le'inyan Birchas Ha'olu LaTorah, likewise, the Ramah later on brings down in Simon Kuf Lamites, Im HaTzibur Lo Shomues HaBarchu, Mipnei Ha'olu LaTorah. Sometimes the person who's getting the Aliyah says it very quietly, but you do hear everybody else responding, Baruch Hashem HaBaruch L'Olam V'Ed, so then the Tzibur should only answer Amen. A person listening there should only answer Amen, shouldn't say Baruch Hashem HaBaruch L'Olam V'Ed. Sivkot and Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes that the Tzibur, after they say Baruch Hashem HaBaruch L'Olam V'Ed, the Chazan repeats it. Why? So he should be included as well in those people that are blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it further writes, in Ein Shom Asar Belohu, there's only a mitzimtum, 10 people in the minion, including the chazan. If he doesn't answer, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. And this is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham, in the name of the Aguda. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, cautiously, I don't understand. Even if there are more than 10 people there, gam kein lo yotzei dei chavos atzmo, kevin shelo anam yom. How can he be yotzei if he doesn't say it with them? And the other people, they yotzi whether he answers or not. Because we said already that you can have one person sleeping or who is davening Shmon Esri still and can't respond, the other people are still allowed to respond. So he's left with the Tzorach Ian on this Mogen Avraham in the name of the Aguda. Sivkot and Dalet. V'yomer Baruch Hashem V'aroch. The Chazan repeats this. Kosa b'sefer Shar Yefrayim, etzol dina birchas haTorah v'dudah mezed. This is true by birchas haTorah as well as over here. Kitzas shluchei tzibur, some shluchei tzibur, some chazonim, kishat tzibur, omen baruch Hashem v'roch. They answer achareim, omen. They answer omen. And then they say baruch Hashem v'roch l'olam v'ed. And this is toz u'biyodim. This is a mistake. Why? Shekivin shomim miyad baruch hu, baruch Hashem v'roch l'olam v'ed. Since they themselves are responding, baruch Hashem v'roch l'olam v'ed. And tzarech lomar omen. What does omen mean? Omen means, I agree. But if you're saying it, so certainly you agree. And he brings this down in the name of the Prima Godim, the Chayodim. However, the Tzibor, they should answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibor says, Baruch Hashem HaBaruch L'Olam V'Ed. However, the Chayodim disagrees with this, She'ein Tzrich L'Omar Amen, and this is in fact, can't cause up a Prima Godim, that this is the right answer, to keep in the Kfar Omer, Baruch Hashem HaBaruch L'Olam V'Ed, since you already responded, Baruch Hashem HaBaruch L'Olam V'Ed, now the Chazan repeats that, if you answer Amen, it's unnecessary. L'Om Yomrim Pam Shnia, Amen Umamin. Amen means, I believe, I think that that's true, emesu. And therefore, since you already said it, of course it's emes. Harei kvar amru kein, since you already said it, and therefore the minig is not to say amen over there. When we call makom, he does say, hichriya lebesof, at the end, he says, derishusu biyadet tzibur mutsu onum azeh amen. It's not wrong if somebody says amen. However, if you're in a place where you're not allowed to be mavsik, akoponim, misho omei, b'mokim, shosu lehavsik, you're not allowed to interrupt, but you are allowed to answer baruchu, and you say baruch Hashem v'roch l'olam v'ed, don't say amen in that place. Then the Ramah had brought down that some people have the custom to be menagein, yisbarach, yishtabach, that little paragraph next to baruchu, when the chazan is saying baruchu. And here the Mishnah Berurah says what I mentioned before, dafka b'shas ha-nigun, that's only when he's going the ayayay, that's only when he's singing the beginning of the nigun. But as soon as he starts saying baruchu, avo b'shoa shomer ha-tevos, lo yomar klum, he shouldn't say anything. And if the chazan doesn't go 99999 and starts singing baruch hu, but he starts baruch hu es Hashem hamborach and he says it right away, then mutov sheyishtok. Much better that you not say the yisborach v'yishtabach, that little paragraph, and instead v'yichavi mashomer shliach tzibur, and listen intently to what the shliach tzibur is saying, so you'll understand when you answer kidei shiana baruch Hashem hamborach l'olam v'ed. The shliach tzibur is saying, let us bless Hashem, and you say yes, I'm blessing Hashem. So therefore, it makes sense to do it that way and not to say something else that will distract you. He brings this down in the name of various achronim. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Hanoagim lomar es Hashem lokech tirah ki shegiya shliach l'es." Some have the custom to say an additional phrase, "Es Hashem lokech tirah," when he reaches Baruch es Hashem avaruch. So Marshal writes down, cause of Marshal, she'enu mikabol, this isn't the proper thing to do, ve'enu miyisod ha'chochma, and one should not do this. The Halacha Brewer brings down that the minhag among Sfardim is not to answer Yisbarach v'yishtabach, but just to listen carefully to the Baruch Hu and answer Baruch Hashem avaruch li'olam v'ed. Sif Beis, and this concludes Simen Nun Zayin. Mekom she'noagu litzok al chavreyem ben kadesh u'baruch hu li'yotze or, there are those customs which we already brought down, and the Ramah says it over here. We already discussed this in Siman Nun Daled. Some would interrupt over here to announce that they had a din Torah against so-and-so, or that there was some sort of a problem with various individuals, or that there were people that were in need of financial aid, and they would use this point of the davening between Baruch Hu and Yotzer Or as an option to announce these things. So the Mechaber writes, that is a mistake. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, the harihu kiilu kvar hischil b'yotzer or, because as soon as you say Baruch Hu, you really don't have a break over there. The next thing is Yotzer Or, so there isn't a point there to separate and say something that is, albeit letzorche mitzvah, but is not really part of the davening, and therefore one should not do this. This concludes Siman Nun Zayin, and this concludes today's shir.